I'm Rick Hansen with this check of the news on KJAN, brought to you this hour by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. The Mills County Sheriff's Office yesterday reports six arrests took place over the past few days. Among those arrested Thursday was 29-year-old Greg Vernon Armstrong of Glenwood, who was taken into custody on a warrant for domestic abuse assault. 38-year-old Robert Lee Watts of Tabor was arrested for OWI second offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. And 47-year-old Christopher Lee Shent of Papillion, Nebraska, was arrested Thursday for public intoxication. On Wednesday, 36-year-old Jacob Thomas Kinzer of Council Bluffs was arrested in Mills County for driving under suspension, being a fugitive from justice, and failure to show proof of insurance. This past Tuesday, Mills County deputies arrested 41-year-old Renee Sue Gaver and 26-year-old Andrew Michael David Nilsson, both of Glenwood. Gaver and Nilsson were wanted on warrants for failure to appear in court. Officials of the VA Nebraska Western Iowa Healthcare System senior leadership say a veterans town hall meeting will be held May 31st at 6:30 p.m. at the American Legion South Omaha Melting Pot Post number 331 at 4830 South 31st Street in Omaha. The town hall is to gain open and honest feedback from veterans, their family members, and other community members. Senior leadership and other subject matter experts from the local VA health system will be present to improve communication with and hear directly from veterans and their families. The VA also welcomes input from congressional stakeholders, veteran service organizations, non-governmental organizations, and other community partners at that meeting. Following the town hall on May 31st, representatives from the various VA programs will be available to provide assistance to veterans who may not be enrolled in the health care system. For more information, you can call 402-995-4719. Des Moines Fire Chief says three people have died from injuries they suffered in a Des Moines apartment fire. The blaze broke out Thursday afternoon at the Eddy Apartments, about 2 miles west of downtown Des Moines. Fire Chief John DeKep confirmed late Thursday afternoon that three people had died. He said one person died on the scene and two others died later at a hospital. Police had initially reported that three people were critically injured in the blaze. Two others were also reported to have been injured. Officials have not released any names of those killed or hurt. Investigators were trying to determine the cause of the fire. An Iowa State University study finds traumatic events like natural disasters or terrorist attacks can have a profound impact on children a world away. Carl Weems, ISU professor and chair of the Human Development and Family Services, says that this week's pop concert bombing in England, where children were killed, is a prime example.
We were looking at how perceptions of competence, or also called self-efficacy, predicts who does well after something like that. And we found that perceptions of competence were protective of developing like PTSD symptoms. But we also found that exposure to those kinds of events can diminish perceptions of competence.
Weems says parents and teachers should not try to shield children when bad things happen, but instead work to help kids build up their confidence and handle coping with events.
Perceptions of competence are really important for a sense of, you know, if you think you can do it, then you have typically are better at accomplishing things. So if you feel like you have the competencies, if you have the skills and the abilities to get things done, you tend to get things done.
Weems says adults need to be there for the children and enable them to understand what's happening during a crisis.
It's important to help, you know, kids process this information. You typically can't hide kids from getting this, you know, seeing it on TV or whatever. And if you do, it's important to process it with them and assure them that the family or the school or whatever has a plan to deal with and those kinds of things.
Given the impact of Hurricane Katrina on the Gulf Coast in 2005 and the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in 2010, Weems worked with professors at Louisiana State University on the study, which was published in the latest edition of the Applied Developmental Science Academic Journal. The adoptive parents of a 16-year-old girl who authorities say weighed only 56 pounds when she died have pleaded not guilty in her death. Authorities say Sabrina Ray was found dead May 12th inside the Perry home where she shared with her parents, 41-year-old Mark Ray and 40-year-old Misty Ray, along with her siblings. Mark and Misty Ray are each charged with child endangerment causing death, child endangerment causing serious injury, and neglect. Police say preliminary autopsy results show Sabrina Ray was severely malnourished. At a hearing held Thursday, the Rays asked a judge to lower their $1 million cash bonds in hope of being released from jail before their August 28th trials. An Altoona man accused of stealing around $40,000 from his ailing father has been sentenced to probation for 2 to 5 years. Court records say 40-year-old Jeffrey Cass was also given a deferred judgment at his sentencing last week in Dubuque County. Cass had pleaded guilty to dependent adult abuse exploitation. Under a deferred judgment, the conviction will be removed from Cass's record if he successfully completes the terms of his probation. The records say Cass was conservator for his father, who has Alzheimer's disease. Documents say Cass took nearly $20,000 from their joint account to pay off a loan and credit card, and then took more than $21,000 to pay most of what he owed his father and mother in a civil lawsuit judgment. A divided Iowa Supreme Court has reset the way that criminals are charged by redefining when a person is formally arrested. The court ruled Thursday in cases involving three Waterloo men accused of drugging and raping two 15-year-old girls in 2012. The men were not charged until more than a year later after DNA samples returned from testing labs connected them to the case. The Iowa Court of Appeals in 2015 ordered charges dropped because the men weren't charged within 45 days after they were questioned, which the court considered their arrest date. The Supreme Court Thursday reverses that, saying the arrest doesn't occur for the purpose of a speedy indictment until a suspect appears before a magistrate judge, and not simply when someone is physically detained but then later released. The decision means Dinte Williams, Tavon Washington, and Cordarell Smith will go to trial on sexual assault and kidnapping charges. And a 20-year-old Arkansas man caught in Iowa will spend 3 decades in federal prison for seeking out a 12-year-old girl for sex. Authorities found Damian Perez of Fayetteville, Arkansas, living in the woods near Knoxville about a year ago. Investigators discovered text messages to the Iowa girl along with photos she sent to Perez and confirmed the two did meet and have sex. Court records indicate the girl wasn't his first victim. There were as many as 10 others, in fact, and the sex wasn't limited to humans. Perez has been sentenced to 30 years in prison for enticing a minor to engage in illicit sexual activities. The news was brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.